This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. And it might have sounded like a little bit of a divergent subject, but we were talking about how we should get our doctrine from Jesus and who He is. And so I want to read this scripture again before we get into this, because see, a lot of times, and again, if you've missed any part of these broadcasts, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. We have a lot of free materials there. We have a free daily devotional on knowing and believing the love of God. We've got a free daily devotional on how to hear from God accurately. Plus, we have all of our broadcasts on there, because you need to hear these things over and over again, especially if I tick you off. You should really go back and listen to what I actually said. You can also join us on Facebook as well. We have a YouTube channel. There's a lot of different things you can access through the website, but a lot of free materials, and we would love to hear from you. So also, today is offering day on the broadcast, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about, but you can go there and give as well as text to give. Michael will explain it a little bit. But we really began to talk about how Jesus was the express image of the Father, and you needed to understand this because you needed to learn to get your doctrine from Jesus, okay? And so one of the things with this is especially when we're going to get started today, is that you need, when you see Jesus treating somebody a certain way, you need to understand then this is who the Father is, and this is how the Father is, and this is the way you can expect Jesus to treat you, okay? So I want to go one more time through this, and we're in Hebrews 1:1. It said, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to us, spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom He also made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. Now, again, Jesus is the express image of the person of who God is. This is the reason that Jesus said, I don't do anything that I don't see my Father do. That this was, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So, in other words, Jesus and His Father are one, and if you want to know who the Father is, you look at Jesus. And if you don't see it in Jesus, then you should not see it in the Father. And if you see it in Jesus, then that's the way you should expect the Father to act. I hope that makes sense to you, okay? So today we're going to get into something I think is entirely, I deal with this a lot because I make mistakes. Here's the question. When you sin, what can you expect from Jesus and how He'll treat you? And to see this, let's go to John chapter 8, and we're going to start off in verse 1, okay? And let's start in verse 2. It says, now early in the morning, He came again into the temple, and all the people came to Him, and He sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to Him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to Him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded that such should be stoned, but what do you say? This they said, testing Him that they might have something to accuse him. Now, but Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger. Now, before we get too far into this, because this is probably going to take us a couple sessions to get all the way through, I think we should take all the religion out of this and actually look at what this is saying, because there's a lot going on in this, okay? First off, it says early in the morning he came into the temple, okay? So Jesus is an early riser, right? And all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them, okay? So get a picture of this, okay? It's early in the morning. Jesus goes into the church, and people evidently see him going into the church. It's publicized. Somehow or another, they want to be taught. So they all go into the church. Now, at some point, Jesus sits down to teach, okay? Maybe in a chair, maybe on the ground, I don't know. But he sits down. It sounds more like it's a chair, okay? So he sits down to teach. So now when you teach, you would face the crowd, right? Like when you come to one of our churches in Florida, we don't like face the back wall. We're facing the people, right? And there's generally a space between us and the people, okay? And so it says that he sat down and taught them. So he sits down, and then evidently the people come in. I don't know whether they're seated, or I don't know whether they're sitting down, but he's facing them. So then all of a sudden, while you're in church, now get a good picture of this. You're sitting in church, and then all of a sudden, then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And they set her in the midst. Okay, so the midst would be the space between the people that Jesus was teaching and Jesus. Okay, so again, imagine you're in a church service, right? And the preacher's up on the platform, and you're sitting in the chair, and then all of a sudden a group of the local preachers comes in and, with a half-naked lady grabbed a sheet. Now, I'm just saying I'm hoping she grabbed a sheet because, and I don't want to be too blunt, but you don't commit adultery with your clothes on, right? And so later they're going to say she was caught in the very act. So they grab her out of the bed, right, and drag her into church. Well, I'm hoping that when she did, she grabbed a sheet, right? She grabbed the sheet and brought it with her, hopefully, right? If not, she's just plumb buck naked. And so, anyway, this is all happening in church. A bunch of preachers and people say, well, they probably let her get her clothes on. Are you kidding? They're bringing this woman to get her killed. Do you really think they're concerned about her modesty and what people are going to think? Come on now. They drag her in here. They bring her and set her in church. Can you imagine this if you're in church? Again, and you're sitting there and you're listening to the service. Oh, good message, Pastor. Good message, Pastor. And then all of a sudden, boom, doors spring open. The local preachers bring in a half-naked lady and set her in the midst, interrupt the service completely, and say to her, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now, your eyes would be big as saucers. If I'm the preacher, my eyes are as big as saucers. God has done things in their lives that they hadn't seen before. We've seen pastors get buildings. We've seen people, their finances increase. And they not only do they have the heavenly fruit of all this that will be in heaven, but God has begun to bless their seed back to them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into their bosom. That's exactly what I want for you. I want to give you the opportunity to increase your income. I want you to give an opportunity to have fruit all over the world so that not all the lives that are being changed on this. You know, sometimes you think, well, I just wish I could do more for God. You know, by your giving, you can. You can make it possible for us to expand the reach of this broadcast. And all those lives that will be touched will be held to your account. Michael's going to give you an opportunity and show you how we've made it easy for you. You can text to give. You can become a monthly partner. Michael's going to explain that to you right now. But enter into this relationship with us. You can help us change lives all over the world. Come, let's change the world together. I want fruit for you both in this life and in the world to come. Michael will explain to you how you can do it.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is so much bigger than any one person. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Then simply put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Text KOM Partner to 44321 and help Kurt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time every weekday for a continuation of the teaching, knowing and believing the love of God with Kurt Owen.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future.